a neat little segue into something that is happening tonight at Whammy Bar. We've got the wonderful Peter Becker in the studio, all the way over from Austria. Welcome to the studio, and it's so nice to have you here to talk about a very special show that you are bringing, getting people right back into the 80s, getting them into this kind of gorgeous, I think, joyful headspace.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me. Hello.
Thanks for coming.
Hello, Auckland. Or is it nationwide? No, it's actually worldwide in the app,
yeah,
isn't it?
Thanks to the magic of digital radio.
Oh, God, the magic.
The magic of radio. But we are an Auckland radio station, and we're very happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Tell us about Peter Becker's 80s. What is this whole experience?
So, Peter, I called it Peter Becker. I went through a lot of stages with this, but I settled for Peter Becker 80s because it's my 80s. Because I constantly have people telling me what 80s are, and constantly have people telling me what I should play in 80s. Mm. Or if I would be able, I would DJ and play that and that. And I'm like, yeah, let's just do it.
Yeah.
But not now.
Yeah. You can have your own 80s night.
Yeah, do it. I would like to see. And I could do what you are doing. And I'm like, yeah, do it. I would love to go to a party. But yeah, Peter Becker 80s is my kind of selection. Or it's not only about the selection. So the Peter Becker 80s is me becoming the 80s in a way.
Embodying
80s. But on challenging myself, mm-hmm, by dancing for 2 hours straight.
Oof.
Jumping up and down, sometimes stage diving.
Amazing.
And other things. I get hurt sometimes, especially when I start channeling Iggy Pop.
Yeah,
that's never a good thing.
The contortions would be quite quite something for the body. I think for people who are trying to get a visual of what this evening's going to be like in their head, we've also got Matthew Crawley, 2 for 2 this week.
Hello.
Nice to see you again, Matthew.
Thank you. Sorry, but muscling in.
No, it's good to have you in here. I think this is probably a good point for maybe Matthew.
Yeah.
You've brought Peter over for this.
I did, yeah.
What is it about Peter's experience that is so sort of appealing to you?
Well, so this is partly as a response to, so I used to run the music at Golden Dawn. We had 2,000 gigs across the time we were open, and people often ask me, so what was the highlight? And I will always tell you, like, the most fun I ever had at Golden Dawn, and we had a lot of fun, was when Peter Becker would come to town and put on one of his 80s parties. And reducing it down to its most fundamental information is there is this beautiful Austrian man dressed in a silver leotard?
Lycra.
Silver, all over silver lycra with a giant mohawk and little watermelon print undies.
Who are dead, like,
oh, no.
Sadly, yeah.
I'm sure you found some new bright undies.
After 15 years, I had to retire them because they weren't decent anymore, at least in this area of the world.
They've had a good innings, as I'd say, yeah.
And basically plays 80s hits with kind of somehow keeping us dancing while also giving us unusual information about the songs and getting us hyped. You know, and it's people who inside would love to be dancing but don't always dance.
Mm.
Oh, I'll just watch, I won't dance. And they're the sweatiest by the end.
It's amazing.
It's and I think that partly it's, you know, it's a downtime in the city. Like, you know, I look around, I'm like, you know, it's a bit of downtime. Like,
yeah,
we're having, people are a bit depressed. I mean, suffice to say,
it's the soggy season
it
in
sure
Tamaki Makaurau.
So we didn't get a summer, but we can have endless summer with Peter Becker's 80s down at Whammy Bar.
Amazing. Peter, how did you get into this type of performing and DJing? And what was the point for you that this all kind of kicked off?
It all started with, I would say, little Peter Becker, because I was a child in the 80s. I was born in 1973, so I grew up in the 80s, and my mom had this kitchen radio, and she would always blast the hits, and then she would shout, "Peter, come to the kitchen, that's the song I talked about," and blah, in German, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would run into the kitchen, and she would say, that's the Bee Gees, you know, that's Tragedy, that's an amazing song, and that is Donna Summer, and that is blah, and that is blah.
Oh, that's
and
amazing.
We would have a little boogie.
Mm.
I think that's how my ears got calibrated, got broken in. So my ears respond in a special way to this kind of music, to this kind of rhythm. And when I saw Priscilla, Queen of the Desert,
oh, amazing.
I was so self-conscious. I was so not in tune with myself, with my body. I was like a little lint in the corner. Don't look at me, blah. Mm-hmm. I saw Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and I was like, I don't know what I'm seeing. I wasn't even out gay then. I had still a girlfriend. And I was like, I don't know what I'm seeing, but I want to do that. Yeah. So I started as a bearded tranny, playing 80s, because back then it was 95. Mm-hmm. Back then, 80s didn't belong to anyone.
Yeah.
80s was this twilight zone that no one really liked. It was for old people. It was radio music, but in the bad way. Mm. And everyone would be like, what, that's what you're playing? I mean, come on. And I was like, yeah, listen to it.
Yeah.
Get into it. And since people were like very reluctant, I was my own go-go. Mm. And that's how it all started. And then I started putting it together when I moved to Berlin in 2008. I started wearing the silver suit because I thought, oh, I'm in Berlin, I have to do something special.
You've got to dress up in Berlin, or dress down, depending, perhaps. Yeah,
absolutely. And it kind of came to be, the silver suit represents there is no hidden agenda.
Mm.
I don't use what you get is what you see. You see my whole body.
Yeah.
The swimmers are there, or the underwear is there to just be decent.
Nice.
Because I play and in fabulous. Areas.
Decent and fabulous is a good combo.
The mohawk is actually a reminiscing Vince Clarke, who was in Depeche Mode, then founded Yazoo, and then Erasure. Whose synth or his music, his compositions have a special thing. I cry to the happiest pop songs because it's so touching for me, and so forth. So there's kind of lot of things involved. What I do, the dancing is just me enjoying, me becoming the song, in a way.
Yeah.
And you do whatever you do, but the response usually is that people feel free enough to be themselves.
That's awesome.
Tapping into a communal memory.
That's so special. And I think that's such a lovely thing as well, because the 80s has now again morphed in the kind of cultural discourse, mm-hmm. and the conversation as well, that it means a new thing to a new generation of people or a new group of people. And I think that that's what makes this such an exciting show, is that it's never fixed in one point, even though you're talking about a specific time.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a time sort of beholden conversation, really.
No, and it's not like, because Matthew was saying that you got asked, do I have to dress up? No, you don't. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
And whatever it means to you, it means to you. And you can come to 100 of these shows, but you can tap into different memories and then have different feelings towards it.
Mm.
And I surprise myself sometimes on stage. I'm like, I'm doing an announcement and think I'm funny, and then I start crying because it reminds me of something.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So it's something of a communal thing, and it sounds more serious than it is. It's like a sweaty
fun party. Yeah.
I always make sure that it's a naked zone so you can get naked.
Sounds fun.
I don't know if you really can do that, but I always allow nakedness. I'm very encouraging.
It's happened before at Whammy Bar, I'm sure.
Yeah. A lot of sweat in that box for sure. Hey, this is going to be happening tonight. Doors are at 8, and it's actually quite a nice early show as well, which I really like. 9 till 11 is going to be.
I'm old, so
it's good.
Have to
get out there, have a boogie, and then get to bed before midnight.
You can stick around. I'm going to play a ton of New Zealand 80s songs as well.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Afterwards.
Perfect.
If you want to dance all night, you can. And the other thing is, so this is the Whammy Bar show. This is the sweaty club party. But also, if you're thinking, I want to bring my kids to this, I feel like there are still some tickets left to the Sunday event at the Auckland Art Gallery.
So
there's a family-friendly version of this. So Peter does all sorts of different shows, and you know, weddings, parties, anything, kids shows included. So it's not just a kids show on Sunday, but if you jump on the Auckland Art Gallery website, you should be able to There might still be, I think there's a, like maybe 10 tickets left for that.
Yeah, so run for those. And under the radar for
tonight's
tickets. Under
the radar for tonight's party.
Fantastic. Yeah. Peter, we are going to play Donna Summer, and you had some really interesting stories about this track, I Feel Love.
Yeah, I Feel Love. Some say 1978, some say 1979. So it's technically not an 80s, but for me, it's the first ever 80s. It's the first ever completely electronically produced song, because Giorgio Moroder, who is the producer and who made it, was from Italy, and at that time there were only three machines in the world that were capable of doing dun 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 dun, and two of them were in the U.S., but one was in Munich, and that's not far from Italy.
Yeah.
So he went to Munich to this studio, and Donna Summer back then was touring with Hair, with the musical.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
She was in Hair. That's why she was 19, 20, and he got her to do the vocals for that.
Oh, how amazing.
And in the Daft Punk recently released the 10th anniversary of Random Access Memory, and track number 3 is Giorgio by Moroder, which they the vocals is actual Giorgio Moroder talking about that and about how he wanted to invent the music of the future and used the synthesizer. But you have to see back then, these machines were the size of this whole studio.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they cost millions.
Yes.
So it wasn't, and no one actually knew how to use them because they were so complicated. You needed 7 technicians or more.
Wow.
So that's amazing.
It's really remarkable that he had this vision of doing it completely electronically.
That's amazing. I think we should have a listen to this. Peter Becker.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Thank you
let's
so much.
Let's get sweaty right away.
Yeah.
Take off your clothes and dance.
Strip off in your cars, in your offices. No, do you feel comfortable.
Do whatever
with.
You want to do, yeah. There's no instructions. Please don't feel like there's something that you don't want to do, because you can do whatever you want to do.
Exactly. Peter, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you, Rachel.
See
it
you
was
at Whammy
amazing.
Tonight and then on Sunday at the Art Gallery.
Oh, can't wait.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
You learn something new every day. Who knew that Donna Summer was a musical theatre star? Starred in Hair. That's amazing. Thank you so much to Peter Becker for coming in and speaking with us. You can catch him tonight. That will be an extremely fun party at Whammy Bar.